We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Toiloim, Halacha Dalid. In middle of paragraph Dalid, in our Likutei Halachos, it's page 166, the left-hand column, the middle of the page, sort of. Vezehu Oz Yoshir Moshe. Rav Nosson Zal here has been explaining part of the story in Sipurei Maaseis, the 13th story, the story of the seven beggars, the sixth day, which deals with the betler without hands. And Rav Nosson Zal has been explaining that and tying it into different items in the Torah, in the Chumash, and soon afterwards he's going to tie it into our topic of Toiloim. Let's continue where we left off. Vezehu Oz Yoshir Moshe. And this is why when the Jews experienced Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, then Moshe Rabbeinu will sing. Yoshir is Lashon future, will sing. And the Gemara says, Shor Loinemar. It doesn't say then he sang. Elo Yoshir will sing. Mikan she osid Moshe Loshir Losid Lovoi. This teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to sing in the future, when Moshiach comes. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki afal pi she'omru oz shira, because even though the Jews did say a song, did sing a special song at that time, which we said is tied into the 10 types of song and curing the princess, Adayin loy zochu lahamshich kol ha'asora mine negina bishleimus. They were not yet zoche to draw the 10 types of song to perfection, to completion. Ligmoy refuas habas melech bishleimus, to complete the healing of the princess. That they did not do. There was some healing, there was some curing, there was some connection to the 10 types of song. Rak shehimshichu kedusha veheoro me'asora mine negina, but rather they were zecha to draw some holiness, some light from the 10 types of song, shemishom zochu l'shira sayam, and that's what enabled them to sing the song that they sang there, this special Oz Yoshir, which is really a very, very special thing. The Zohar HaKadosh says, for example, and this is brought in Halacha, the Mishnah Brura brings this, the other, that when a Jew says Oz Yoshir in the morning every day, if he says it with simcha, with joy, making believe as if he was standing at the Red Sea and experiencing this miracle, and how happy he is to see the success of the Jewish people and the downfall of their enemies, the Egyptians, the person is forgiven for all of his sins. Those 3 minutes that it takes to say Oz Yoshir, if a Jew says it with simcha, that's the word, with joy, as if he's standing at Kriyas Yamsuf and saying, wow, look what Hashem is doing, look what Hashem did, moichlen loy kol avoynosav, that's a kaporas avoynos. So here again, kaporas avoynos means curing the princess. Our sins, that's our sickness, that's our greatest pain and suffering, right? So Oz Yoshir is something very, very special, but not to be confused in any way with the song that they're going to sing in the future. Oz Yoshir is 1,000 watts. The song in the future is going to be 1,000,000,000,000 watts. Then it's going to be Vasor min Ergina Bishleimus. Avul Iker Hashir Bishleimus Yihye Rak Loosid Kishiyovoi Moshiach Shehu Moshe Biatzmoi. But the main perfection of the song will only be in the future when Moshiach will come, who is Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki ma shehoyo hu sheyeh ki yadua, because we have this famous pasuk in Koheles, that which was is that which is going to be. And it's brought that the first letters of ma shehoyo hu spell the word Moshe. That the same Moshe Rabbeinu who took the Jews out of Egypt, the same Moshe Rabbeinu who led us so wonderfully in the past, is going to be the one to lead us in the future. Bechinas, Oz Yoshir Moshe. As it says, Oz Yoshir Moshe, Oz Daiko, Rav Nosson Zal says, what does the word Oz mean? Then Moshe Rabbeinu will sing. Oz Daiko Yoshir Moshe Bishleimus, Kol Asur Minigina. Then in the future, when Moshiach will come, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu will sing all of these 10 types of song to perfection. She'oz yugma refuoso shel Abbas Melech. That's when the cure, the healing of the princess will be completed. Shehu bechinas hashchina u'kneses Yisrael. This princess represents the Shechina, the spirit of Hashem, and it represents Knesses Yisrael, the entire Jewish community. Ki oz yisar shir chodosh. Because then when Mashiach comes, there will be activated a new song. Bechinas, as it says in Tehillim, Mizmor shiru l'Hashem shir chodosh. Sing forth to Hashem that new song, because Hashem has done wondrous miracles. Shehu b'chinas shir shel neflois. That's the song of wonders. Shir poshut kofel meshulash meruba. The song that's called the single, double, triple, quadruple song. Yud, Yudke, Yudke Vav, Yudke Vavke. The song that's going to be played on a harp of 72 strings, as it says. Because Yud, Yudke, Yudke Vav, Yudke Vavke is Bigimatria 72. Sheyisar La'osid, which will be activated in the future. V'alkein, that's why, by the way, the word Oz, Aleph Zion, is 8. 8 usually represents the future. 7 is the world that we live in. Hashem created this world in 7 days, 7 years in a Shemitah. When we talk about the 8th, we're talking about Olam Haba. We're talking about we're leaving the physical world, going into the spiritual. V'alkein simu Hashem yimloich li'olam void. And this is why when the Jews said Oz Yashir, how does it finish? Hashem yimloich. Hashem will rule eternally, permanently. Loshen Osid, speaking about the future. Ki hisgalus malchusoi, because the true revelation of the kingdom of Hashem, sheze bechinas refuas habas melech, which means the completion of the healing of the princess, shehi malchus digdusha, she represents the kingdom of holiness, yihye la'osid, will only be in the future. Shetizgale malchusoi lein koil, that's when Hashem's kingdom will be visible to everybody. Everybody will realize it. Bechinas, as it says, Vahoyo Hashem lamelech al kol ha'oretz. That's when Hashem will be accepted as king over the entire world. Va'oz yihye hasimcho v'achedva b'shleimus. That's when the joy will be to completion. Bechol ho'ilamos, in all the worlds. Al yedei sheyisoyeru kol ha'sora mine negina. Through the fact that all 10 types of song will be activated, bechinas simcha kanal, which represent joy. V'zeh bechinas, and this is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hashem moloch togel horetz. Hashem is king, the world will rejoice. Bechinas yismechu ha-shamayim v'sogel horetz v'yoymru Hashem moloch. Let heaven and earth rejoice and proclaim among all the nations, Hashem is king. Again, when? This is going to be in the future. V'oz yiskayim zamru elikim zameru, zamru lemalkinu zameru, ki melech kol horetz elikim. Then we'll see the fulfillment of this pasuk in Tehillim. Sing, sing to our king, who rules over the entire world. Ki ikar hisgalus malchusa yisborach. Because the main revelation of the kingdom of Hashem, Bechinas Refuas Habas Melech, which is synonymous with healing the princess, Hu al yedei Zimra Unegina, is accomplished through singing, Bechinas song, Bechinas Asora Min Unegina, these 10 types of song. This is the most powerful element in the Tikkun HaMalchus, revealing the kingdom of Hashem. Bechinas hoidu l'Hashem bechinor b'nevel osar zamruloi shiruloi shir chodosh. As the pasuk says, give praise to Hashem with the harp and with b'nevel osar, with the music of 10 types of music. Sing to Hashem, sing that new song. V'chein harbe psukim, and so too we find many psukim in the Torah. Shemavoyer bohem hisgalus malchus yisborach al yedei shir v'nigin v'zimra, where they speak about Hashem's kingdom being proclaimed and revealed and broadcast through song. Shekol zeh ubechinas asora mine negina. This is all tied into these 10 types of song. Shehem Refuas Habasmelech, which are the cure for the princess who's been shot with the 10 poisonous arrows. Shehu Bechinas Hisgalus Malchus Tigdusha. This is the concept of really revealing and proclaiming the kingdom of holiness. Dahainu Leidash Kilashem Hamlucha, meaning for everybody to realize that Hashem is king. Hashem is the true king. Paragraph Hey. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Vehine, Kishetedaktek Bedivrei Hamaisanal, if you look carefully at the words of the story there that Rabbeinu Zal tells, Timtza, you'll find, Shediber Rabbeinu Zal Me'arbo Dvorim, that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about four things, V'chol Echod V'echod Me'arbo Kolol Me'asora, and each one of those four is composed of 10. Vehem, what are the four? Number one, the arrows, asora mine chitzin, the 10 types of arrows. Number two, asora mine choymois shalmayim, the 10 walls of water, shehem asora mine tzedaka, which Rabbeinu Zal said they correspond to 10 levels of charity, 10 types of charity. Number three, asora mine dfikim, the 10 types of pulses, Shehem Asoro Kabin Chochma, which correspond to 10 measures of wisdom, of knowledge. Number four, Asoro Mine Negina, the 10 types of song, Shehem Bechinas Asoro Mine Ruchois, which correspond to the 10 types of winds. Ayin Shom Kol Zeba Maisa. Look at the story over there, and you'll see where Rabbeinu Zal talks about this. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, V'das lenovoi nokel, and an intelligent person will find it easy to understand Shehem Ramzim al Bechinas Arharbo Oilamois, that the things that Rabbeinu Zal mentions there in the story are alluding to the four basic worlds that Hashem created. Atzilus, the highest of the four worlds, which is one that's closest to Hashem. The word Eitzel means close to, next to. That's the world that's closest to Hashem himself. Bria, the world of the throne of Hashem. Yitzira, the world of the angels. And Asiya is the physical world, the world that we live in. V'chol ha-bechinois shel ha-arbo shehevei sileel, and all the different groupings of four that we mentioned earlier in the previous shir in paragraph Gimel, shehem arbo bechinas tanto, if you remember the four components of the Torah, the letters, the crowns, the vowels, and the musical notes. Shehem ta'amim nekudois tagenoisios. Shehem bechinas arbo shemois, which corresponded to the four configurations of Hashem's name, Yudkei Vavkei, remember? Of Sog Mobon, the 72, 63, 45, 52. Shehem shoiresh ho arbo, which are the source of energy for the four worlds, Atzilos Bria Tzirasiya, Shehem Bechinas Harbo Yisoidois, which are tied into the four basic elements of creation in this world, which are Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofor, fire, air or wind, water, and dirt, Shehem Doimeim Tzomea Chaim Edaber, which correspond to the four levels, inanimate objects, plants, animals, and human beings, kimavoyer biksovim, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, v'kanal, and as we mentioned earlier, v'ze yodua, and it's also known, shekol echod beprotius meho arbo arbo anal, that each one of these fours that we just mentioned, kol echod v'echod kolul me eser sfirois ki yodua, each one of them is composed of the 10 spheroids, the 10 midos of Hashem. And he gives you an example now. Ki asiya, for example, if we take the world that we live in, that we human beings live in, the lowest world, which is called asiya, bechinas oisios, which corresponds to the lowest level within the Torah, which is the letters, bechinas shem bon, which corresponds to the lowest form of Hashem's four configurations of Yudkei Vavkei, of Sogmo Bon. Bon is the bottom one. Shemisham Yesoid Ha'ofor, which corresponds to dirt, earth, of Eish Ruach Mayim Ofor. Bechinas Doimem, which corresponds to inanimate objects. all of these four or five things we just listed, kolol me'eser, are composed of 10. There are the 10 spheros of the olam ha'asiya. This physical world that we're living in, there's the keser of asiya, there's the chachma of asiya, there's the chesed, the gvur tveres of the olam ha'asiya. There's the 10 spheros of yitzira. There's the 10 se... v'chein yitzira, v'chinas mo tagen v'chein kulam, and so on and so forth. This is all Rabbi Rosenfeld, my Rebbe Zoran Vrach, used to call this the geography of heaven. That's the term that he used. The geography of heaven. And all of this is explained and taught in the Zohar HaKodesh, in the writings of the Arizal. V'zeh b'chinas ho'arbo b'chinoi shel eser eser ha'muvorim b'amai sanal. And what we're talking about here is tied into the four groupings of 10 that Rabbi Nazal mentions in the story. And now he's going to explain. Ki asora mine chitzim, the 10 arrows that the evil king shoots at the princess, those 10 poisonous arrows, hein ba'asiya, they represent the forces of tuma that are found in this world, the lowest of the worlds, the world that we live in. Kishom ba'asiya ikar achizas haklipois vasitra achra, ki yodua. Because it's known that the main place where the sitra achra has a residence is in this physical world, the olam ha'asiya that we live in. Shemehem kol hachitzim hametzirim la'shchina v'knesses Yisrael. And the sitra achra is the one who shoots all the arrows that make trouble for the Shekhinah, for the Jewish people, Bechinas Malchus de Kedusha, for the Malchus of Kedusha, Bechinas Bas Melech, for the princess. Okay, so that's number one. The arrows correspond to the Olam Ho'asiya. Next, Asora Mine Choymois Shalmayim, the 10 walls of water, Ze Bechinas Yetzira. That corresponds to the next world, the world of the angels. Shehu Bechinas Ma, which corresponds to the name of Hashem, Ma. Shehu b'chinas yesoid hamayim, which corresponds to water, the element of water in the four elements. Ukemavur le'el bois gimel, as we explained earlier in paragraph 3. Next, asora minei dfikim, the 10 types of pulses that Rabbi Nazal mentions over there in the story. Ze b'chinas bria, that corresponds to the third world, the world of the throne of Hashem. It's called the olam habria. Shehu b'chinas sog, which corresponds to the sog combination of sog mabon, b'chinas nekudos, which corresponds to the vowels, v'chulu, etc. Kanal, as we mentioned earlier. Ki hu asora minei dfikim heim b'chinas nekudos, kamo shekosov b'tikunim, because the 10 types of pulses, when a doctor puts his thumb on your pulse to feel the pulse, those pulses are like the Morse code. If you ever learned, you know, when you went to school about telegraphs, before they had telephones, they used to use telegraphs that were dots and dashes, those kind of thing. That's what the pulse is, the Tikkun Ezra says. The pulse is like the nekudot that we have, the vowels, the dots and the dashes, the chirik, the tsere, the segol, the patach, the komatz, that system of dots and dashes. As it says in Tikkun Samach Tes, ulezimnin dofek. Sometimes it pulses kemoi tsere, like a tsere, two dots. Ulezimnin kemoi shvo, sometimes like a shvo, which is two dots, one on top of the other, oi komatz. Ayin shom, look over there in the Tikkuni Zohar, where it explains this. Okay, so we covered the pulses, which correspond to the vowels. Now we go to the top level. Asora mine negino, and the 10 types of song that Rabbi Nazal mentions there, ze bechinas atzilus, that corresponds to the highest world, shehu bechinas tamim, which corresponds to the musical notes in the Sefer Torah, the trop. Ki tamim heim bechinas asora mine negino, because the musical notes that we have, and you know, that we with which we read the Torah, that's these 10 types of song. Bechinas neginas hatamim. That's what it's called. The song of the trop. Nimtza. We see, therefore, she'arba bechinois shel hamaisanal, that the four groupings that Rabbi Nazal speaks about in the story over there, heim ho'arba bechinois tanta, they correspond to the four elements of the Sefer Torah. Bechinas arbo shemois, the four configurations of Yud-Kei-Vov-Kei, hakoilalim kol ho'ilamos, which include all the different worlds. Umikulam tzrichim lahamshich kol hatikunim haklulim b'hem. And from all of those things that are mentioned there, the 10 types of song, and the 10 winds, and the 10 pulses, from all of them, we have to draw the tikunim that are found in them. Hakoil kedei l'rapoises habas malka. In order, all of this, in order to cure, to heal that princess, ulahatzilo mimelech zokin, to save her from that old king. Mimalchus harisho, from the kingdom of evil. Ki ikr kol hahishtalshulas hoilomois, meroish adsoif, hakoil hoyo bishvil hamalchus, bishvil legalois malchusai kiyodua. Rav Nosson Zal here is making one of the most important statements in Judaism, and certainly in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus, that the whole concept of all the worlds that Hashem created, Atzilus, Bria, and the vowels, and all of that, the main reason for all of that is Bishvil HaMalchus, for the bottom guy, for the lowest person on the totem pole, for the Malchus. Bishvil Legalois Malchusoi. The reason for Hashem creating everything was to broadcast his kingdom. The Sforim write that Gvura, Netzach, the other midot of Hashem, Hashem's not dependent on anybody else. Kingdom, king, you have to, over whom? Who are you king over? Guy walks into a room, an empty room, nobody's in there, and says, I'm king. Put him in the hospital, right? Lock him up. He's nuts. And a guy walks into a room with a submachine gun and says, I'm king. He's also nuts. Because put away the submachine gun. We'll see who's... You're not king. The machine gun is king. Put that away. We'll see who's king. We'll put you in the garbage. So therefore, kingdom is when you have subjects who have free choice, who have the option to say, yes, I accept you. No, I reject you. And they choose of their own bechira to accept you as king, that's kingdom, that's malchus. That's the reason Hashem created everything, the angels, everything, was for this physical, earthly world, for us human beings, who will have bechira, who have the ability to crown Hashem more than anything in creation. This is something that's mentioned many times in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus, and there are many, many sources for this.